As we get older, climbing stairs can become more challenging, and installing a lift isn't always practical or affordable. Now, scientists in the US have come up with a set of steps that you can retrofit over your existing staircase and which store the energy you expend when you descend and then give you a helpful leg up again when you go back up. Katie Haler got a spring in her step, hearing how it works from Lena Ting.
So we start at the top of the stairs, and each of the treads move up and down just the height of one stair. And when you step down, the stair starts at the same height as the floor that you're on. And as it accepts your weight, it slowly lowers, stretching some springs. So it cushions your descent of the stairs and actually reduces the amount of work that your muscles need to do, and actually makes it quite soft and pleasant to go down.
So the energy is being stored in the spring, right?
That's right. So you're using your own power to stretch the springs. When the tread lowers and by one stair height, then it gets locked in. And so now we've locked in that energy into a stretched spring. And you go down a series of stairs and the stair treads get locked. When you turn around and you want to go back up the stairs, now the energy is stored in each step. And we have some simple pressure sensors on each tread that senses when you put down one foot and when you put the next foot on the higher tread, it releases the back tread. And that gives your back leg a little push up.
Okay, so the energy is being stored on the way down and it's being used on the way up to give you a little boost just to help you get back up the stairs.
That's right. And we found that that boost to the what we call the trailing leg reduces the amount of work done at the knee of the leading leg by about 37%.
Okay, so that's the energy being saved in a sense, I guess, by going up the stairs. But what about going down the stairs? Does it have any benefit there?
What was surprising is that the amount of work going down, which is generally used to break the body to keep us from falling against the pull of gravity, also decreased by about 27% in the ankle. So it's energy that's dissipated, and the stairs work on the principle by helping you do the braking, so you use less energy, but then we also store that energy so that it can be used going back up.
Ultimately, why is this invention important?
Well, I think we all know people who have difficulty walking up down the stairs, either because they're aging or even have a temporary injury, such as knee surgery. And these allow people to climb existing stairs that are very difficult to retrofit, or you might not want to retrofit them. And it also allows people to take advantage of the mobility that they have. So if you're able to partially walk up and down the stairs, then these can keep people active, independent, and living in their own homes.
So it sounds like these stairs would give people who, you know, can do a bit of exercise that freedom still to move around and not be confined to, like you said, a lift chair or something.
Participating in going up and down the stairs is very important for maintaining the mobility that somebody has. If they were to start using the chairlift, then because our mobility is use it or lose it, then their motor ability may in fact degrade faster. It's extremely important that we keep active and maintain independence as people age.
Well said. Lena Ting there from Georgia Tech, and she was speaking with Katie Haler. The research was published in the journal PLOS One.